Father, we are thankful for this time you've given us to come together for our worship service and for every opportunity that we have to serve thee. Father, may thy blessings be upon all who are here, to bless each person, Father, in a special way. And we remember those who had a desire to be here but were unable. Be with us now, Father, in this service unto thee. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Morning, church.
Good morning.
Opening hymn this morning to hymn number 535. We'll sing all three verses of this hymn, 535.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Telling the world that Jesus saved today, boy, I'm in the glory land way. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way goes towards nearer, for I'm in the glory land way. Listen to the gospel call today. Yet it's the glory and way. Wanderers from home, oh, hasten to obey. For I'm in the glory and way. Oh, I'm in the glory and way. I'm in the glory and way. Heaven is nearer and the way was nearer, for I'm in the glory land way. Onward I go, rejoicing in his love, I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see him and on the cross, for I'm in the glory land way. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way was clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way was clearer, for I'm in the glory land way.
Well, opening prayer this morning, if you would please. Turn to hymn number 653. 653. We'll sing both verses of this hymn, 653. And let us sing.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart is in secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you fall in your thread? How long has it
Let us bow. Our Father who art in heaven, we are so thankful and we're so privileged, Father, to have this day that the Lord has made. We're grateful and we're thankful that we have this time that we can rejoice in this day that we have before us. Another day, Lord, that you've given us where we can evaluate our life. We have this opportunity, whereas if we have fall short, we have this day and this precious time that we can repent of any sins we might have committed, and we can ask for your forgiveness and ask, Lord, that we can be restored back to your kingdom. Lord, we pray and at this time and ask for your tender mercy to be placed upon each and every one that is on our prayer list. We have many precious souls, Father, that need your love and need your kindness and your words of encouragement, that no matter what they might be facing, no matter what type of a sickness that they might have, for they and we all know that one day, Lord, that this all is going to go away, that you've prepared a place for those that have confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and have been baptized for the remission of their sins, and knowing, Lord, that their name has been placed in the book of life, and that one day, Lord, we'll all meet up in heaven where there will be no more tears, no sickness, where we can rejoice to live peacefully. Lord, at this time we extend this heartfelt prayer to those that have lost loved ones, Brother Bowen and his family. And we know, Lord, that when these times come upon each and every one of us, sometimes, Lord, our hearts become heavy laden. It's a wonderful and beautiful thing, Lord, that we know that no matter what we're going through, what we're facing, we can draw strength from thy word. For we know that your word is powerful. And it gives us, Lord, the strength to endure all of the trials and tribulations that we face as we travel through this world. And lot more important, we are so grateful and so thankful that we have this first day of the week where we all can come together and with the same common cause to give praise to you and to remember our Lord and our Savior, who made all things that happen by dying on the rugged cross, shedding his precious blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And at this time, Father, we pray that as we enter into this worship service, that all that we say and that we do will find favor in thy sight. For it is in Jesus' name we praise you. We give you honor and glory. Amen.
Prepare our minds for the taking of the Lord's Supper this morning. If you would please, turn your hymn book to hymn number 371. 371, we will sing all three verses of this hymn. 371.
When we meet this sweet communion, where coffee's steam on his spread, hearts are brought in closer union, while partaking of the bread, precious feast all else surpassing, what a love for you and me. While we beat Christ gently whispers to this in my memory, God so loved wondrous treasure, love and gave the best of men. What was with that matchless treasure, yet for us his blood was precious feast all else surpassing, wondrous love for you and me. While we see Christ gently whispers to this in my memory, feasting on all else surpassing, precious blood for you and me. While we saw Christ gently whispers to this in my memory, precious feast all else surpassing, wondrous love for
One nice thing about April is that many people out there in the world, they start coming together what they believe is correct in their minds about remembering our Lord and Savior on the cross. But we've been taught differently by our Lord and Savior as we read what he says in the passages about coming together on the first day of the week, remembering him, as the song suggests, each first day as we sup the wine and as we eat of the flesh, remembering him in our hearts and our minds each day of the week, but especially on the first day of the week as we're commanded to do so. So let's go and bow in prayer, thanking him that we're able to, remembering him, not just in the month of April, but each and every first day of the week that we are able to gather together. Let's bow in prayer now. Father, we thank you for this bread, which represents your flesh that was beaten and bruised and then nailed to the tree. Father, we thank you that we're able to remember you and to be able to commune with you in this way. Father, we look forward to the day that we're able to partake of this feast with you in heaven when we're all together on that last day. As we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Let us give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Our most kind and loving Heavenly Father, we're so thankful unto you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity to come together on this first day of the week, Heavenly Father, to be able to come together and to gather around the Lord's table, Heavenly Father, to come together in fellowship with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and to all be able to take this opportunity to clear our minds, to remember that sacrifice that thy Son Jesus made on our behalf. To be thankful, Heavenly Father, that even though he was without sin, though he had the power to spare himself, Heavenly Father, his love was so great for each and every one of us that he was willing to give his life on that cross on all our behalves. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that as we brought to partake of this fruit of the vine that represents his most precious blood, that we'll do so in a manner that it be pleasing in thy sight. For this we ask for in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes the Lord's Supper. Has everyone had a chance to be able to partake of the Lord's Supper? You get signaled by raising your hand. Moving on. We also have the opportunity to give back as we've been prospered. That doesn't mean to give back as what the money that we have in our pocket. It means to give back to what we have in our hearts. To be able to give back according to our love to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To be able to keep the kingdom ever expanding. To be able to help those who are in need, and to be able to go out and teach others the word of Jesus Christ. As we give back now, think about our offering and what it means to you and your love for Jesus. As we bow in prayer and thank Him for our blessings. Father, we thank You that we're able to come together and to be able to give back as we've been prospered. But Father, we also thank You for the love that You showed us and be able to bless us in the gifts that we have. Father, we know that our blessings are overflowing, pressed down, and are able to abundantly give more than we ever expected. Father, help us to be able to use this money wisely to ever expand Your kingdom to those who are out there in the world who are in such need of the gospel now. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you would please, mark the hymn book, hymn number 906. 906 is the song of invitation this morning. 906. And after marking that hymn, if you would please, bring the hymn book to hymn number 703. That's 703. We will sing all three verses of this hymn. I ask all those who can easily stand if you stand. 703. I will sing.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all forget, now is at stake. Humble your heart to God, take from the chasing rock. Seek the way pilgrims cross, Christians awake. And Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will be there too. Trumpets will sound, and all of the dead shall arise. Righteous be in the sky, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Lovers so will be cold, losing their homes of gold. This is God's word, He is told, He will abound. When it's not come to pass, it will come back. Be fast, it will
And Jesus is coming soon, morning or night, Lord, many will be there too. The trumpet will sound, and all of the dead shall rise. Righteous be His, the God, going where no one will die. Heavenward bound, troubles will soon be over. Happy forevermore when we meet on that shore, free from all care. Rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye. Homeward we then will fly. Glory to share. And Jesus is coming soon, morning or night. Oh, many will be there too. The trumpets will sound, and all of the dead shall rise. Righteous be His, the Lord's God, going and no one dies. Heavenward bound, and Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will be there too, the trumpet will sound, and all of the dead shall rise. Righteous be His, the God, going where no one shall.
Amazing.
Good morning, church family. Today's reading is Psalm 20, verses 7 and 8 in the King James Version. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. It's the word of God. Thank you, amen.
Say good morning. We'll see those who are here and those who have called in on our conference call. We welcome you. If you're visiting with us, even here or on our conference call, we want you to know that you are a guest. We're just glad that you came to be a part of this service on this morning. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, God, we again thank you for this day and for your blessings and this opportunity you've given us. Once again, assemble ourselves together this morning. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we come with no other purpose than to worship God in spirit and in truth. As we're about to go into your word, that we focus upon your word, what it has to say to us in our situation. Lord, concluding of this message, there'll be things that we've fallen short of. Give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Guide me in your word, the things that I say, Lord. You get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In unstable times, God is enough to keep us stable. You look at Psalms. In Psalms 20, if you notice verse 1 through verse 5, the people were speaking. In verse 6, we have the first person pronoun, I. And then in verse 7 through verse number 9, we have the we in these verses. David was about to lead Israel into battle. Psalms 20 and Psalms 21, they go together. Both are battle songs. The 20th Psalm precedes the battle, and the 21st Psalm follows the battle. Psalms 20 is a psalm of prayer for the battle. But Psalms 21 is a praise for victory of the battle. Psalms 20 anticipates victory, but Psalms 21 reflects on the victory. So this Psalms was written by David. David himself was a military commander, and he witnessed firsthand how those entering into battle with chariots and horses would often perish with those chariots and horses. And though they seem like sources of protection, they would fail. The darts and the arrows of life, which we never really see coming, require us to have greater protection. So David, he learned to place his trust in God. In the name of the Lord our God. And placing his trust in God, whom David knew as one who is loving, one who is gracious, one who is patient, one who is full of goodness and immensely powerful. Placing trust in God proved the key to David's joy and success in life. So in verse 7, David knew what kings and their people trusted. They trusted in human strength. Because notice what he says. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God, that they bowed down and fallen. But we are risen and stand upright. Whatever we trust in outside of the Lord is insecure. Only the Lord is secure. And if we trust in Him, we can be firm and we can be secure. And so this trust that King David is referring to is about what we place our confidence in. Will we put our trust in things that are material and appear to provide us safety? Or will we trust, as David said, in the Lord our God? And even though these were unstable times, David found that God was enough to keep him stable. And I believe that this is an encouragement to us this morning, that even in unstable times we're living in today, God is enough to keep us stable. When you look at the word unstable, unstable means unsteady. It means insecure. Why is it important to understand that God is enough to keep us stable? Because uncertainty fuels instability. But knowing God is there keeps us stable. This pandemic has caused us a lot of problems that threaten not only our physical health, but our spiritual health as well. And one reason why people are still panicking right now is because their security system is being shaken. If I base my security on a job or a bank account, then I panic when these things change. If I'm used to something being predictable for a while and then it changes, and I can get overwhelmed quickly. My rock has crumbled. My security blanket has been ripped from my arms. Many people thought that they were secure, but they found out that money is not security. You can have it one day, and you can lose it the next day. And so this pandemic has caused us anew to balance this value with our deep commitment to Christ. It has brought us to a point to see how much we trust God and how committed we are to Him and serving Him. See, what has happened now is that we have gotten comfortable. Many have opted to stay home, lie in bed, drink their coffee, don't worry about having to get up and get dressed, just call in. Just go to live stream. And somehow they even hide their carriage with fear of going out, even going to church for an hour. But however, we can see them go on to work, going to the mall, going to the grocery store, going to the restaurant, and yet they seem to forget to go to church and be reminded that they have their own faith to feed. They're going to have to answer to God. God knows your situation. God knows your circumstances. God knows whether you are committed to Him or not. That's who you're going to have to answer to one day. This new normal syndrome that we are faced with includes have messed up some Christians, forgetting, neglecting our responsibility to our soul to be nourished by God every Sunday, if not every day. This new normal syndrome is very dangerous for Christians, especially if we are not aware of our spiritual condition in this life. When we feel satisfied of not having fellowship with our brothers and sisters, when we neglect praying and reading His word and even doing other activities for our soul, this will lead us and has led us to spiritual dryness. It causes us to ask the question, what am I going to do? Where am I going to turn for help? The answer is the Lord. He will help us to deal with this unstable situation. When you look at Psalms 94, some it says in Psalm 94, verse 18 and 19, when I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. God is there to keep us stable. And have you ever wondered why a horse is kept in a stable? The reason that horse is kept in a stable, because a stable gives the horse security. A stable keeps the horse from getting loose. And we need to be kept from getting loose and letting our thoughts run wild. David said God's consolation brought joy to his soul. And this has also been worded as tranquilizing my spirit. If an animal is too wild, or potentially dangerous, they are tranquilized so the vet or the trainer can work on them. And I'm here to tell you this morning that sometimes we need to be tranquilized so God can work on us this morning. When we think of stable words, we think of words like steady, like firm and unwavering and secure. Those words come to mind. And these are correct, but stable also means calm. Think of how being consoled worked to calm us down when we are upset. Whether it's a smoothing voice, whether it's a mellow song, there are things that help us to relax. That's what God wants to do. When we are anxious, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to calm us down so His joy, His comfort, His peace, His strength can take over. God's love and consolation is there to relieve us when anxious and rescue us when we slip. And so this morning, what can we do? What can we do to help keep us stable? I want to suggest three things, and this lesson is yours. Number one. One thing that will help us to be stable is to know that this too shall pass. See, the time that we are living in now, they're talking about another variant. This too shall pass. This new normal that we are experiencing is temporary. This too shall pass. So we can look forward with anticipation that before long our new norm will become our old past. But the day when things go back to normal isn't here yet. All we have is what's in front. And what's in front of us seen to us is not too pretty. True, but having something to look forward to can help us to remain stable right now. Listen, if you know what God has done in the past, then you have a good indication of what He's going to do in the future. If God took care of us before the pandemic, don't you think He's going to take care of you after the pandemic?
He's the same God before this outbreak, and he'll be once it passes. When you woke up this morning, you should have thanked God this morning. God has kept us safe and sound when millions have died. God has guarded us from the deadly virus, COVID-19, when millions have been affected. God has fed us with food when millions were hungry without jobs. God gave us time to be with our families when people have lost their loved ones. During times of instability, God is there to stabilize us. He will use himself. He will use his word. He'll use his people to help us through the difficult times in our lives. Yes, in unstable times, God is enough to keep us stable. Too many Christians, they fall in the balance because they fail to realize who their God is. They fail to realize what their God can do. Thanking God for all graces and blessings that he has showered on us during this pandemic. We ought to thank God this morning that we are alive. That we're able to come out just to sing praises and say thank you for allowing me to live one more day. There are some folk who didn't get up this morning. But God bless you. God bless me to get up this morning. Thank God. But then secondly, we need to focus on the positives. Focus on the positives. What is going well? What is still intact? What's going right? See, listen, if we consume ourselves with what's wrong, then we won't see what's right. And so we should always remember that things can always be worse. So we need to focus on the positive. We still have jobs. We still have money. We still have food. We still have shelter. We still have these things. But could this change tomorrow? Sure it could. But listen, we don't project that things will get worse. We pray that they don't. And we focus on what we still have right now. We have the Lord. And church, that ought to be the main thing. That when you got God on your side, when you got the Lord on your side, that's all matters. That we have the Lord. See, no matter what changes, it's good to know that God remains a constant in our lives. Therefore, his peace, his joy, his stability can be a constant presence in our lives. We need to hold on to that. But then, we need to learn to get around people who will be good influences in your life. It's so important, church, to spend your time with people whose example will help you to develop emotional stability. David, for example, when you look at his behavior and we can see his model and he remained stable, he remained fixed, and all of this, when you look at it in Psalm 91, verse 2 through verse number 4. But notice not only that David had an example that he remained stable, he remained fixed, but also we notice in Psalm 91 in verse 1, he spent time with God and in his word. And I'm here to tell you this morning that we got to learn how to spend some time with God and His Word. Quit looking at all the negatives around you. Get in the Word of God. God's Word has some positive things to say, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Those according to His purpose, Romans 8 and verse 28, and Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all that work, and He shall direct your path. Learn to spend some time with God. Spend some time in His Word. And when you look there in Psalms 91, you're going to find the word there, dwell. In verse 1, the word dwell means to live, to remain and abide. So what does that mean? We can't just go to church once a week and develop a relationship with God. You can't do it. We need to spend time with Him by praying, which is simply talking to God. Don't just sit up there and have a one-sided conversation. We always talking to God and telling Him what we want, but we never listen to Him and see what He has to say. This has to be a two-way street. We talk to Him, but we got to listen to Him and what He has to say to us in His Word. And so we need to not only just talk to Him and listen to Him, but we need to meditate on His Word. And that basically means that we need to read it, we need to think about it, and we need to roll it in over and over and over in our minds. But then, church, we got to learn to seek the kingdom of God first. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All of these things shall be added unto you. You may have heard people say many times, keep God first in your life. Maybe you've said that. And so I'm saying it again. Keep God first in your life. Even as we're going through what we're going through, keep God first in your life. Because it's the key to living a stable life filled with purpose, filled with peace, filled with love, and filled with joy. And listen to me, stop trying to work God into your schedule. And start working your schedule around God. And when you do that, you'll see what God can do for you. I've learned that I really do have discipline, self-control, and patience. I had to stop thinking and saying, I wish I had self-control. I wish I was patient. I wish I was more disciplined. And now my mind, my thoughts said that in Christ I already have this. I have this fruit in my life and I can display it by God's grace. Church, let me close. You don't have to be controlled by circumstances. You don't have to be controlled by other people's behavior. Just because they act ugly doesn't mean you got to act ugly. Y'all missed that. See, we got to learn, church, that you don't be controlled, but you stand on top of your circumstances. You control your reaction. Don't let other folk steal your joy and control your circumstances. You got to learn that this joy that I have, you didn't give it to me. And you sure enough can't take it away from you, from me. This joy that I have, God gave it to me. Because I know what God has done for me. I know what God has brought me through. He's brought me through many things. And I can stand here this morning and say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me one more chance to make it right. And so you can live with God's peace and joy. You can be an example of patience and self-control to the world around you. Know that as a Christian, your destiny is to be Christ-like in all your ways. So make the choice to develop the fruit of the Spirit in you. And you'll find this morning that in unstable times, God is enough to keep you stable. If you just hold on to God's unchanging hand. One day, when it's all said and done, one day when God calls us from labor to reward, we can be able, if we've been found faithful to him, if we live according to his word, if we have obeyed him, we'll hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou have been faithful over a few things. Come and I'll make you ruler over many. One day, you don't have to worry about no suffering. You don't have to worry about no headaches and no heartaches and no pain. You don't have to worry about all of those things. One day, it'll all be over. One day, we can go on home and live with him. Every day will be a good day with the Lord. I don't know about you, but I know down here, it's a lot of pain. It's a lot of suffering. There are a lot of folk that are leaving. It's a lot of health problems. But I'm not looking at down here. I'm looking at one day up there. Spending time. But I know that if I'm going to make it up there, I got to make sure I'm right down here. I got to make sure that I'm living in accordance to his word. So if you're here this morning and not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you heard the word, believe it to be true. Repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. If you're hearing a Christian, not been living as a Christian should. God has given you one more chance. And the only chance that you have is right now to get it right. What will your answer be? Come right now, we stand and sing the song of invitation.
All things are ready, come to the feet, come for the night is red. Deep and rushing, deep within me, and thou shalt be rich, sweet Thank you.
On behalf of the congregation this morning, once again, we want to welcome any visitors that we might have here in attendance with us this morning. I don't believe that we had any cards received turned into us this morning, but we want you to know that you are honored guests. You're visiting with us this morning. And at the Ypsilanti Church of Christ, we always want to make sure we extend that invitation to you again, that you'll feel welcome and come back and worship the Lord here with us again. And we're happy that you have been with us here this morning. I have just a couple of announcements. Once again, if you haven't had a chance to pick up one of those purple April ministering and worship sheets, be sure to get one of these out there, and that way we'll all be knowledgeable and prepared for when we're asked to help serve. Also, once again, let's remember family of our brother Bob Bowen and the death of his aunt, and that's sister, I think it's Barbara Parker. Make sure I get that right. We have arrangements information, which is posted out there in the foyer, I believe. She was a member of the Adrian Church of Christ. I think details I've got written down here. Visitation is going to be tomorrow, I think, from 2 to 4. And then a funeral on Tuesday at 1. And that'll all be at the J. Gilbert Purse Funeral Home, I believe it is, which is located in Adrian. So once again, that I think that information's posted out in the foyer as well. But let's remember the family of Barbara Parker and our brother Bob Bowen in our prayers at this time as well. I don't believe that I have any additional announcements this morning. I think our brother Charles Hopkins Jr. is going to dismiss us in prayer. So at this time, you can easily stand. Please stand. And on that note of prayer, we had a lot of names mentioned this morning, as always. And of course, we have our sick and prayer list, which is published in the bulletin. So let's all be sure we take a look at that. We keep on praying for everybody that we had mentioned as in being in need there. And a couple of additions I heard, let's remember our brother Charles Hopkins Sr. and then the brother of our brother Bob Bowen with his heart procedure coming up. So let's remember we keep on praying for all those that we had mentioned.
Shall we pray? Our most kind and loving, gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to rise from our beds this morning, Heavenly Father, allowing us another day to marvel at all that you have created, another day to be thankful for all thy blessings, Heavenly Father, for giving us this opportunity to come together in fellowship, to come together on this first day of the week, to partake in this worship service unto you, Heavenly Father. We're thankful for the lesson that our brother Skippy had brought to us this morning, Heavenly Father. Pray that which we have heard today, we can apply to our daily lives. So thankful for the hard work that he puts in each and every one of his lessons, Heavenly Father. Pray that you will be with continue to be with the leaders of this congregation as they tend to the needs of this building, to the needs of this congregation, to assure that our worship service is according to thy will, Heavenly Father. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, that we know that through prayer that we can, you know, overcome any obstacles that we may face, any conflicts that we may have, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful that you stay by our sides to comfort us during times of sorrow, of times of sickness, Heavenly Father. We pray that you continue to be with those that are mentioned sick, you be with the family of our brother Bob, and that you watch over each and every one as we prepare to leave this and go to our homes, Heavenly Father. Pray that you'll keep us safe to the next appointed time. For this we ask, for in thy Son Jesus' name, amen.